It's the last weekend of Pride Month, a month to celebrate the history and contributions of LGBTQ Americans. In New York City today, some festivities were focused on kids, especially the family-friendly Youth Pride event.
Yes, Youth Pride, how we doing today? No, honey, I said, how we doing today?
NPR's Neda Ulaby was there speaking with attendees, like siblings Wyatt and Elliot McDaniel, who identify as transgender. They've come from Syracuse, Indiana to celebrate.
I think it's kind of a unique experience to come here with a family because, like, a lot of people maybe, like, they're in college and they're all coming with their friends. So it's kind of, like, interesting that, like, something like this can be a family event, too.
Just there's not many people like us from where we're from. So down here it's a lot better, I guess.
16-year-old Lily Esdailes from New Jersey was cringing a bit at her parents, who were not holding back their enthusiasm or their dance moves.
Everyone gets to be themselves for one day, and I love being able to experience that and not having to hide yourself at all. Being able to just express yourself in a way that we normally can't, with all the dancing and music and everything.
Would it be more fun without your parents?
No comment.
I wasn't sure what to expect, but I'm really glad that I came.
16-year-old Zion Wiley dressed conservatively in jeans and a t-shirt, but mom Natasha Wiley made up for it with rainbow stickers on her cheeks and a pride flag sticking out of her hair.
We're not from New York, we're from Dallas. And, you know, there's a totally different way of being in Dallas, in the South particularly. Our hometown is a very small town, one red light, you know, that kind of place. And we planned this trip, you know, around Youth Pride because I want him to have at least one weekend where he could just be completely free, you know, not have to worry about anything. He can wear what he wants to wear. He can be how he wants to be. I just want that for him.
I'm not really, like, very out about it as I'd like to, but here I feel I can let loose a little bit.
He's such a good boy, and I love him so much, and I'm so proud of him.
Thanks to NPR's Neda Ulaby for those voices from Youth Pride in New York.